A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud. He spoke with Moses, but took some of the spirit that was on him and put on the 70 elders. When the spirit came on them, they prophesied, but not again. Two men had stayed back in the camp. One was called Eldad, and the other Medad. The Spirit came down on them, though they had not gone to the tent. Their names were enrolled among the rest. These began to prophesy in the camp. The young man ran to tell this to Moses. "Look," he said, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Then said Joshua, the son of Nun, who had served Moses from his youth, "My lord Moses, stop them." Moses answered him, "Are you jealous on my account? If only the whole people of the Lord were prophets, and the Lord gave his spirit to them all." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The responsorial psalm. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The degrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all his errors? From hidden faults acquits him. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. From presumption restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart.
A reading from the letter of St. James. An answer for the rich. Start crying. Weep for the miseries that are coming to you. Your wealth is all rotting. Your clothes are all eaten up by moths. All your gold and your silver are corroding away. And the same corrosion will be your own sentence and eat into your body. It was a burning fire that you stored up as your treasure for the last days. Laborers mowed your fields and you cheated them. Listen to the wages that you kept back, calling out. Realize that the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. On earth, you have had a life of comfort and luxury. In the time of your slaughter, you went on eating to your heart's content. It was you who condemned the innocent and killed them. They offered you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw a man who was not one of us casting out devils in your name. And because he was not one of us, we tried to stop him. But Jesus said, "You must not stop him. No one who works a miracle in my name is likely to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water to drink, just because you belong to Christ, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. But anyone who is an obstacle to bring down on one of these little ones who have faith would be better thrown into the sea with a great millstone round his neck. And if your hand should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go to hell, into the fire that cannot be put out. And if your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye should cause you to sin, tear it out. It's better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die, nor the fire go out." The Gospel of the Lord. A bit of a difficult gospel today, talking about what the strict Muslims like the Taliban do of cutting hands off if someone steals something, cutting a foot off in retribution. So I think some of the evangelical churches have got better tools than the axe or the saw. One of the favourite places is the top of Chance Avenue. The billboard there, the notice board, often there's some wonderful sayings that come out. One was, "God loves you, whether you like it or not." So here's a few more. "If God is your co-pilot, swap seats." There's a deep thought in that one if you think about it. Another one is, "Forgive your enemies. It messes with their heads." And one I only just received on Friday by text was, "If you enter this church, it may be possible to hear the call of God, but it is unlikely that it will be on your mobile phone. Thank you for turning them off." And I can see you all thinking, have I turned my mobile phone off now? But it also says on this particular board that was outside a French church, "If you want to find and speak God, speak to God, find a quiet place and speak to him. If you want to see God, try texting while driving a car." It's a safety announcement, that one, isn't it? But that's reality. Some of them are very, very good. But the best of all is, tweet others as you would like to be tweeted. Both the first reading and the gospel reading compel me to sort of bring those visions up. The book of Numbers, the Lord commanded Moses to gather 70 elders into a tent. And they were really upset because two of them didn't turn up, but they got exactly the same element of prophecy handed down to them. What would all the people of the Lord who were prophets do if the Spirit went on every one of them? Just think about that. If we all had the gift of prophecy. The gospel begins with John sharing with Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him." And Jesus says, "Don't stop him. He's doing it for all the right reasons. And he believes in God and in me. So don't stop him just because he's not one of us." My friends, what would happen if every one of us was evangelists? I think the evangelist term tends to turn us off. I think the older people, certainly in this congregation, me included, doesn't like that term, evangelist. It sounds like going out on the doorstep and banging a drum in people's ears. That would certainly turn me off. But Pope Francis calls us all to be evangelists in our own way. All of us share a relationship with God. We were brought here, not this particular church, but to the Catholic Church by someone, whether it was a grandparent, a parent, a friend, a school. They brought us here. And that is why we're here today. Because that person or that group brought us and instilled in us a love of Christ. And that's how God works. He works through us, through all of us, in his own way. So how can we move on? If all of us went away this week and mentioned to one person about coming to church, or that I go to church, or tried to instill just that little seed in someone, especially those that maybe for whatever reason have stopped coming to church, to try and encourage them to come back. Don't bang the drum, that will turn them away. But try and just instill a thought, a moment of time, in which they might think, maybe I should rejoin, come back, meet Jesus again. So like the billboards, not everything works. Remember, the rabbit's foot wasn't lucky for the rabbit. And stop, drop and roll doesn't work in hell. Just work at it slowly through our own interpretations and bring people, bring our family back to Christ. Because you can't enter heaven if Jesus doesn't enter you.